you started growing your hair out this last time,
yeah.
Have you gotten it cut regularly since?
No.
So it just grows like that?
Yes.
It's just natural.
Yes. All natural.
Oh, natural.
Oh, natural.
Oh, natural?
Yeah. Rock and roll, hoochie coo.
Hey guys.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
So we were just chatting about Josh's hair over here to my right.
Yeah, I used that app to swap our faces and I liked my face on with his hair.
You should grow your hair out. I don't think I've ever seen you with long hair.
I am growing it out.
Well, no, you're growing it out on the top only, hipster.
Oh, sick burn.
Wow, bro.
Whoa.
Cool. Good talk.
Is that your new nickname?
Top only hipster.
Top only hipster, yeah.
Sounds like I'm gay and I only take the top.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 25.
We can now vote.
We can vote, yeah.
The bigger thing is car insurance is now dropping.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
So that's pretty huge.
And we can now vote for the seventh time.
The PSA podcast.
Right.
Guys,
that's a big one, the seventh time.
Yeah. Hey guys, that's the one who was talking over my intro. That is, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, one of your hosts, Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Hi, I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Way too early for these introductions.
Yep. And then to my right, who says it's way too early for introductions, which starts a podcast. Go ahead and who do we have over there?
I think we should introduce ourselves at the end.
All right.
I'm Josh Patton.
And I was actually just going to go ahead and move on. No. And I'm your final host, ladies and gentlemen, Leo Albert Kovalik.
You think Junior. You're the final. We have eight more hosts in the back waiting to come out.
All right.
You're the last
one. Wow. Waiting. The back of our apartment. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
This place is huge. I don't know if you guys know how the square footage on this joint, but it's stacked.
We
it's at
do,
least seven.
Yeah, we do know the square footage. So, guys, yeah, episode 25. Again, follow us on Twitter. We're playing a fun game called Save It for the Podcast. By we, I mean just us this
just
week.
Just the three
wah,
of us. Yeah.
But yeah, you can check us out on Twitter at normally underscore norm. You can email us, which we did get an email this week, and we will jump into
very
that.
Excited about electronic mail.
Yep. So
it's
we
the mail
have,
of the future.
Yeah. It is the mail of the future. Normally at normalcrew@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
or I believe it's _bpck@gmail.com.
No.
No,
nope. not an address.
But try it.
Do not email anything to that address.
Okay, I was trying to actually be smart and give you a real email address. But all right, cool. Moving on. Yeah, so we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. One of my topics today, guys, is Batman v Superman.
BVS, baby.
So I'm just shouting that out there right now. I know we talked a little bit last week, but now we've seen it, unfortunately. I'm trying not to do any spoilers, but just throwing it out there, I might slip.
There may be some spoilers.
I might slip and go down a slippery slope, because with this movie, that is what it is.
Did you guys already discuss who is the winner of the...
No, because we, after walking out of the movie, we kind of decided that it has to be a third party.
Oh, right.
So last week we kind of read our predictions for the movie. I haven't really given them a second thought other than the fact that I think I'm the winner.
Yeah. Right. When I listened to last week's episode, like hearing them again after seeing the movie, is like, yeah, I feel like
Leo probably
won. He got more points.
Yeah.
He got more
he's
got to
win something,
points.
You know?
Yeah, tell you what, you got to win something in life. It's
I
good.
Mean, he's not winning at getting a job.
True.
So
Still jobless?
Still jobless.
Still unemployed and jobless.
Still unemployed and jobless.
Cool.
Hanging. I'm literally doing my best to hang in there. There's basically this thing that I actually was, to be completely honest, thought about the other day. Was I was sitting down when I had just gotten home from, you know, just a night out after thinking about not having a job.
Like right. You do.
And yeah, as you do. And
out spending
I was,
money, getting
yeah,
drunk,
yeah,
you know, thinking
yeah.
about not having a job.
And I was sitting down and I was just staring and I just thought, man, I'm just craving this sweet release from this life.
Wow, really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. To be honest, like, have been crossing my fingers the entire time. Like, come on, man, come on. Like, and then I'm like, I'm now like crossing streets at like the hand signals.
Right.
And it's
right.
Like,
I'm so doing, you're really trying to end it.
Yeah. I'm
walking through bad neighborhoods. Just carrying around like a bunch of fake money.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing kind of everything. I literally once even carried this like duffel bag. And like you said, fake money was kind of spilling out as I walked.
Wow.
And then I would like be like, oh man, I'm so defenseless. And I would say that out loud.
You just say out loud, yeah.
Yeah. You know, life is going well.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
From what you just said, I would have guessed that it was going really terrible.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
To each their own. We
Everybody has different opinions on what a good life is like.
Right.
I actually wanted to say just very honestly, completely 100% honestly, after us talking last week about you having no jobs. I quit both my jobs.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so just to be totally, completely, 100% honest, I am now also unemployed.
Congratulations. Yeah, welcome to the club.
Thank you. Thank you.
If I could also be honest, I got a new job.
Did you?
Yeah, I now wear all black.
Yeah.
No skin is showing, and I have little numbers on me, and then I stand at the very end of shooting ranges.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I like just like jump around. I'm like, hit me.
That's a can't tough hit me. Job.
Yeah. Is it, well, okay, so is it a job that you want?
Are you getting paid for this?
I mean, yeah, for as long as I can keep it.
Okay. Everybody knows you can't hit a moving target.
Yeah. Because Border Patrol, you know, gets paid a ton of money because their, you know, safety is constantly in question. What do you, your safety is always in question. Yeah.
So you're making a lot of money, I assume.
Yeah, until it runs out.
Right.
Or like
until,
the job.
Until you die.
Yeah, until I get hit. Until someone, you know, gets a lucky shot.
I think both of you guys are going to be dead pretty soon. Well, with all the jaywalking and jumping around.
You know what?
At a shooting range.
You can only hope. Can only hope. But yeah, episode 25, guys. I enjoyed the last one. Hope you all enjoyed it as well. Brian pulled through and made a badass episode. Thank you, buddy.
My first time editing.
Yep.
It was fun. It took longer than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I had a lot of other shit to do, so it was interesting.
Write in. Tell us.
Write in. Let us know.
Normally,
good. I'm not even going to need to put any sound effects in this episode.
We'll just do our own sound effects.
Right. All right.
I had a great week, you guys. I saw a lot of people, traveled to a lot of places.
Whoa.
Went to downtown LA a lot.
Great.
Just to kind of walk around.
Yeah, just going down there and walking around.
See the sights.
Yeah, see the sights.
It's a good part of town. I like it.
I forget how much they are working on that area.
Oh, it never stops.
Yeah, like how much that area is building up.
Especially on the weekends. All the roads are like closed because of construction.
Yep. Yeah.
And
plus, they're also always shooting down there. Yeah, yep. It's crazy down there.
So that was my week. What'd you guys week look like? Josh, you're cool? Like,
Josh, are you cool?
Like super
cool. Are you just like, is your adrenaline just through the roof after you get off of a shift?
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes I'll show up and I'm just, like, kind of, like, tired. Like, oh, I haven't had my coffee yet, so I'm kind of, like, slow moving. But then, like, pew, 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 I'm like, oh, gotta go. You can't really, like, slow down, you know, you'll die.
How long do you guys think you could survive as Josh's job?
How far back are you?
You're at the back.
Well, are we talking a shooting range, like, in downtown? Because the far back is not far back.
The other gun club? No, it's gotta be an outdoor range, right?
Like a sniper range.
No, it's indoors.
It's indoor?
Yeah.
I would say that you would die within the first 5 minutes of your first shift. There's people that are like really good at shooting.
Yeah.
Luckily, they haven't come in yet.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
My first shift. Hey, guys. Wow, I got a time.
It's just been training shifts, so I go when it's like all the newbies shooting and
time to clock in, you guys. And then once you get in your real shift, it's just it's done.
It's not a good job for you to have.
Well, a couple other things going on.
I had a good week.
I was going to get to that.
Went downtown a lot.
I was going to get to that.
I saw you down there.
Whoa.
Where did you see me?
By Staples Center?
You might have actually saw me by Staples Center. I don't know how, but you might have saw me by Staples Center.
I was yelling, but it was loud and everything. Cars and trucks and airplanes.
Yeah, and there was a couple of airplanes
flying through downtown.
a couple days when I was downtown for like hours on time, like hours on end.
Right.
It was,
but just walking.
Yeah, there was like a Clippers game. There was a Lakers game, like back to back.
Oh, nice.
The Wizards played, and I, you know, if
they
I.
Did?
Quidditch.
Yeah, the Wizards played the Lakers.
The Wizards played the Lakers on in Quidditch?
Sunday, I believe. And I would have gone if I was just too busy wandering.
Yeah.
So.
Don't be late for that wandering.
Yeah, I had a couple of big moments just kind of wandering in my life. So
You get home from wandering? About 3 a.m.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And obviously I got home and I was like, man.
Wandering and pondering.
I'll tell you what, there's, you know, wearing my Fitbit and just seeing how much I wandered, I was like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just,
you probably got so many steps in.
Yeah, I forget how much when wandering.
You're wearing your new Fitbit, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the blue one. I like it.
It's not completely falling apart yet.
Love it.
Yeah, we got, you know, it's telling me like my steps. It's telling me that it's like something, it said like great steps, great calories burned. Can't believe your dick is that big.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so I wrapped it around, obviously.
Your dick?
You know, checked my heart rate and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear that like if you see somebody, you know, they've passed out or something and you want to see if they're alive or not to check their pulse.
Yeah.
It's like a common misconception that you put your fingers on their neck. You're supposed to wrap your hand around their dick.
Yeah.
And see if you can feel the dick beat.
So you cannot check women's pulse?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
You can do it. It's just harder. You just got to more put a hand in.
Oh, you got to throw your whole hand in there?
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. Is it too late to restart?
Yeah. I want a Fitbit. The podcast?
Yeah.
I want a Fitbit that, like, tells me, like, when I make a decision, like, if it was sort of a questionable decision, my Fitbit's kind of like, me, maybe should have thought that through a little bit more. Yeah. Like, kind of just gives you a little life advice.
So what we're saying is we no longer need an exercise thing. We need life
advice. A therapist.
Yeah. I just want a therapist on my wrist.
Therapist on your wrist.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to kind of get to the email. This email is super fun.
Great.
So I kind of want to start with that. This email is coming from a man named Matt. I do not remember his bowl lunch name.
Oh, he's a bowl luncher.
He's a bowl luncher. He's also the one that drew all of these awesome pictures that I think we all have.
In the gutter.
Not our logo. Not our logo, but definitely not in the gutter as well. They were great. Mine's sitting on my desktop.
My life's in the gutter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Of a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you quit both jobs and you wander. It happens. So this is his email, and then I'm going to follow it up with a little bit of technical speak. It'll be fun. So
I'm excited.
Matt
Thanks
wrote
for the
in,
email, Matt.
Matt wrote in, hey, Leo, Josh, and Brian. Triple exclamation points for Brian.
Interesting that
but
it was
I
last.
Think that
could be the end of the sentence.
Yeah, that meant all of us. Yeah. So triple, no, it could be.
We each got one.
I'll take all three.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, it's Matt Comroy. I'm saying that way wrong.
But
C-O-M-O-R-R-E. I've never actually said his
Comore?
Last name out loud.
Comori?
I'm going to call him Matt Sexy, and then everyone
Ooh.
Else can call him
Matt Sexy, because that's better.
Yeah, better than his real last name.
I think so.
Okay.
If someone wanted to call me Josh Sexy and Josh Patton, 100%,
yeah.
10 out of 10 times.
Everybody
say,
knows
yeah.
how to pronounce sexy. Nobody knows how 10. To pronounce this fucking guy's last name.
Well, okay, he's being very nice. Everybody shut up.
He's yeah. the best.
He also donated to our Extra Life.
Yeah, he did.
We were doing
no,
the 24-hour
awesome.
Yeah, he's
extra.
A very nice guy.
He's the best.
I'm just giving we him met... shit. That's what you do to people you like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Well,
and,
okay.
and then you propose.
Cool. Man, why do I ever want to stop being your friend?
It's Matt, true. Sexy, will you take my hand in gay marriage?
Yes. And wait for response. And he can't because it's
gonna,
the podcast.
He's
got
gonna,
it.
He'll
got
email it. In.
I'll edit it in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, his response. Like, ask for his response. I miss you, son of a bitches. I keep telling myself that I will watch or listen in on your guys' podcast. So I finally got around to doing it. I think you guys are awesome and hope you guys continue to be awesome. Thank you very much. That's so nice of you to say just about me. I should be able to stay more up to date now that I'm following you guys on your different outlets. I had a quick question for you guys. What equipment are you guys using for recording? Remember, he writes into the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Yeah.
About our equipment.
No!
A few of my friends and I are also working on some creative projects and are looking to invest in some decent audio equipment. If you don't mind sharing with me what you guys use or other alternatives, where we can find it, and how much it might cost us, that would be super helpful. Thanks, guys. Keep being normal, whatever that is. Matt.
Very nice email.
Huge.
Keep being normal.
Keep being
Isn't
normal.
Our whole thing like, don't be normal?
But it's like, you know,
normal.
Normal.
Our version of normal?
You're normal, yeah. Just,
I
be,
like it.
Just be normal. Normally normal. So I wrote him up a list of everything that we use to make this podcast happen.
Oh, cool.
That we will sell to him.
That we will sell to him. No. So a couple things. I'm just going to run through it real quick.
Number
so,
one, love.
Number one, you make love. That's free. Where you can get it. Not my friends.
You can also pay for it if you can't find
you
it
can
for free.
Absolutely pay for it. So the first one, the first two, excuse me, are kind of more just green screen. It's not necessarily to have. We actually turn. We don't use a green screen, but if you kind of want to make, you know, have some background that doesn't actually exist in your home, you can do that.
With a green screen, you can literally put yourself everywhere. It's magic.
Yep. You can put yourself in on Mars. And
you can
put walking around Mars.
In the Colombian rainforest.
You can put yourself in a green world where, like, the sky is green and the ground is green. And, like, trees are green.
Leo, yeah. You want to move on?
Buildings are green.
Well, I also just want to say you can put yourself in, like, Los Angeles and Los Feliz and just like make feel like, wow, I'll never be able to be
no,
there.
I don't think you guys are getting it.
What do you mean? Like, you want, if you want to step through Los Feliz and right. you want to walk around and smell the grass and like,
right.
feel
but
the
you,
air.
You know, you live in Los Feliz, so you could probably just do that in real life. The green screen is helpful for when you want to put yourself in a place visually that
Where do
you
I live?
Haven't been in Los Feliz.
Oh, my God. So let's go. Number one, it's just, I'm going to mention the full names again. Just type this in on Amazon. Amazon's the best place, or at least what I got. I would say we're not a technical podcast. Like, I don't 100% know, you know, what you should kind of board you should be using, things like that. I'm just
yeah,
going to tell you
no.
what we use.
There's so many different ways to do it too, honestly. Like doing
For sure.
Riggs's podcast, like, they do it way different.
Yeah. So, yeah, just the green screen, whatnot. It's a limo studio photo video studio, 10-foot adjustable background backdrop support system stand. That is $34. You know what? I'm going to have a fun game. We're going to guess the price
34
from now on.
Smackaroos.
Okay.
And then the actual green screen material itself is a square perfect 4037 professional quality 10 by 13 foot chroma key green screen. How much is that, guys?
$179.
Just the green screen itself. Oh, also don't forget it has multiple holes in it.
$209.
Perfect. That is only $40. $39.97. Oh, okay. And then this is the big one. If you guys are actually going to film anything, I'm not 100% sure, Matt, what you guys are going to be working on, but you definitely need lights. Do not fall for the Home Depot trick of buying fluorescent lights. I don't know who we could be talking about. Wilton Way. Video lighting kit, Photo Studio 2000 watt digital video. This is what we're using right now. Specializing in chroma key. That is only
130.
131. 109 right now on Amazon.
You got it.
Both over
there. And then this is kind of where the more of the podcast, if you guys are interested in doing that, the stands that we use for the microphones are on stage, adjustable desktop microphone stands. How much are those?
$15.
$199.
$12.
You went over.
$12.34 per stand.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Now, this is the big one. The board is really what it really depends. Our board has four inputs. That is four major mic inputs. You can have more, but they have to be a different kind of mic or sort of instrument. But it does go up to eight. So we have the Onstage, Alesis Multimix 8 USB FX. How much is that?
$100.
On Amazon?
This is the current price. Yes.
On Amazon, I'd guess $613.20.
What?
$613.20?
Yeah.
This is $150. It is a great board. It's super easy to use for newbies like myself. You're really just turning knobs, adjusting, listening in. It only does have I don't even know what size that is, but a major headphone jack. I think that's a 5-inch. And then there is an adapter you can buy to plug in a 3.5. So the board, I think, is probably the biggest point if you want to do a podcast. And I really enjoy ours. And it's super easy. It just plugs right in USB to your computer. And cords, I'll just tell you, normal, typical female-to-male microphone cord. Yeah. Those are $5 each. And now...
$5.
Thank you. Nice.
Nailed it.
$4.99.
Any sort of pop filter. The one that I use I like a lot. It is a Natty MPF6 6-inch clamp on microphone pop filter. Super helpful, kind of keeps the audio normalized. How much are those, guys?
$6.
$5.
Cool. $11.
Damn it.
And then finally, this is the microphones that we use, and you can probably tell where we got our name from solely because of this. This is a Pile Pro professional moving coil dynamic handheld microphone. How much is each microphone?
$20.
Actually, you don't spend American money on these. You can only give pesos.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 300 pesos each.
That is incorrect. It is $18.45.
Got it.
$18. Don't buy these microphones. Let's just throw that right out there right now. If you are going to do a podcast, spend the money on the board and on the microphone. Everything else, just take, you know.
And the sex. Remember, you can spend the money on the sex. Yeah.
But definitely spend the money on the microphone, because that's kind of where you're going to get the best quality from. We kind of make things work, and I think it sounds great.
It does sound pretty good, I got
to
say.
But, you know, to...
Better than expected.
But yeah. To use better microphones, you're going to get even better quality. So, and maybe your show will be called Sounds Great, and not probably...
Sounds Great Podcast.
Yeah, Sounds Great Podcast.
Pretty sure it sounds great.
So, Matt, thank you for writing in.
Matt, thank you for writing in. You're very sexy.
I wanted to read that, and also, if you didn't hear all that and you would like that list, I have your email, so I'll probably just send it to you there, too.
Or just rewind the podcast, listen to it again.
Rewind and carefully listen, and then also guess the price while probably just going on Amazon and putting it in your cart.
But it's always fun to guess things before you know the answer.
But it's cool. It's cool that he is listening to our podcast and getting out there and wanting to do stuff himself, because his crew of friends that we know through Bowl Lunch, a thing that we do, and Brian thought when he first invited me that we were taking him to a Thai place.
This is true. Turns out it was way better.
Like a place to get neckties?
Yeah, just different neckties, whether it be bow tie, long tie... Tie-tie.
But yeah, so just check that out. Also, great job. Just do it. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing this for. And, you know, Brian said last week, you know, if we want to actually put, like, ad stuff behind it and get it out there. But right now, we're doing it for fun. I'm having a great time. People are listening and hopefully writing in and also going to start stuff on their own.
Yeah. And we, like, listening to our friend Drew Kordick's podcast and my stupid friend Courtney's podcast got me wanting to do a podcast. You know, like, get this going again, too. So it is cool to know.
You say she was stupid?
Yeah.
Oh.
How was the show?
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to 3-word review it.
Nice. All right. Well, I feel like we should probably just start jumping into topics.
Jump right in.
Jump into some tops.
And if if anyone else wants to go, because I feel like I'm going to get heated about mine and go for a while.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's going to get intense.
The BVS?
Yeah. So what do you got, Brian?
The Beavs.
I would like to start this podcast by saying, Brian, you're so stupid.
Brian, you're so stupid.
Yeah, can we
also join in on saying that, too?
Yeah, whenever want, forever.
Brian, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
Like your stupid friend.
Yeah, a stupid friend. Last week, we discussed briefly my trip to Chicago.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did we?
We did.
Okay.
Yeah. Mentioned seeing some people, spending some time with some folks that I really liked and had a good time with.
Oh, no.
I
was one of them.
Got an STD.
I somehow got a sexually... No. I somehow forgot. Or not forgot, but just didn't mention. Because I think we talked about it in real life the week I had gotten back. So by the time we talked about it on the podcast, it just slipped my mind. But I didn't mention that I saw Matt Riggs and did his podcast.
Woo!
And it was so great.
What's the name of his podcast? We can go check it out.
Good News, Bad Timing.
That was the reverse of that.
Bad News, Good Timing. That is correct. It is Bad News, Good Timing. Him and his friend Joe Fernandez do it. They've had the likes of Beth Stelling and more on. And I did an episode, and it was really fun. And it was really good to see Matt. And then also I saw our Glover, Lauren Donofrio.
Yeah.
We got to hang out.
Or as I call her.
First time in a very long time.
D-D-D-D Donofrio.
Wow, really? Yeah. I didn't know you called her
that. As I call her.
Wow. Yep. She has so many nicknames. That's great.
Yeah, she doesn't really know about those two. But, yeah. But now she might.
I call her Jan, actually.
Oh, nice.
That is my nickname for her. So.
Like Janet?
No, just Jan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah, it was honestly just so, so awesome to hang out.
How?
It's like we're goofy and ate weird food, and it was really fun.
This is slightly inside, but how many transactions did you and Matt share? And if anyone's listening, after we would shoot Wilton Way videos, we would walk over to Dairy Queen, and we thought it'd be hilarious.
Yes.
And it was.
Every time.
To walk up to the counter as many times as you could.
Just do separate transactions. Of things you wanted to buy.
Eat as much food as you could, but you could only buy one food item or drink item at a time. So that by the end of it, you'd have like six different little Dairy Queen receipts.
Right. So stupid.
So, and how many transactions?
Do you have any transactions with Matt?
One transaction.
Oh.
We went and got an Italian beef sandwich right by his house. It was very good. I mean, I had one, he had one, Joe had one, so three total. But
does he still live near Dairy Queen?
No. He moved. He moved somewhere. I don't remember. It's in the city, but way west.
Yeah.
But
okay.
So it was really great. I just can't believe I didn't mention that last time. And I told both of them to come here and be on our podcast, of course.
Yes.
Get here, visit, live here, whatever.
Bring one microphone with them.
Yeah, they'll need to bring their own microphone.
The one thing that I will want is, I've always wanted our Glover, Donofrio,
Lauren, Jan.
On this podcast.
Right? Wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be awesome.
I've never met her in person.
She is the best person. She's really great.
I've only conversed with her through MySpace.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Facebook.
And that was just a couple weeks ago.
And YouTube comments.
Remember correctly.
Hmm? When he was on MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah, real recently.
Super recently.
Man, slam dunk laser rider, guys.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. That was poof.
Those freaking guns, that game she made us, get out of here.
Yep. I still play that nightly.
Nightly?
Yep. I walk out, I set everything up by myself here. I set up the whole podcast, and I'll live stream on Twitch me shooting a gun, like a rubber band gun towards the screen.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool of you.
Yeah.
I hope that Jan appreciates that.
One of these days, I'll take my work home with me, and I'll start running around and go, can't get me.
Yep.
Yeah, so I just want to say sorry I didn't mention them because they were two of the best people I saw my whole trip.
Oh, burned everyone else you saw.
No, two of the best. Come on. Everybody was really great.
Do you know what the best part about Batman v Superman was?
When you left the theater?
Were
there boobs? Because it would be boobs, probably.
No, better than boobs. I clapped and like cheered once during the movie when Neil deGrasse Tyson has about a 30-second TV spot.
Like in the movie, there's a commercial and he's in it?
No, like literally like him being like, you know, aliens exist. Like he's such a famous scientist.
Oh, so he's a cameo in the but he like, they use that time to like.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
So let's start talking about Batman v Superman.
I do love Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You
would have seen boobs if you came to the live podcast with me.
What? Whoa.
Yep, no big deal.
Whose? You got to wait till you review it. I hope they were Chad's.
Oh my God, I didn't know this. So let's talk about Batman v Superman. Hopefully everybody's had a chance out there to see the movie. If you have not, I'm gonna try to avoid spoilers. But let me just rant here a little bit. Let me just go.
Rant and rave or let just me rant? Just,
there's not much raving.
Got it.
Go see the movie. But here's Leo's point of view. When acquiring a property and sitting in a meeting with Warner Brothers, I want to know exactly what Zack Snyder said to get to sign off. Because reading the articles and actually seeing the movie, the man did no justice to any of the characters in the film. I think one of the only great parts was Wonder Woman, and I think that was more of just from a visual element. Speaking of a visual element, that is what Zack Snyder is. Zack Snyder is a visual director. The dude made 300, he made Watchmen, which are fantastic visual properties, and we need more than that in movies. And I think for my biggest point is we need more. We should ask more of our directors and screenwriters. And I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying for these big popcorn flicks, we need more than this. Like Batman and Superman are two of the most iconic characters in comic books and pop culture. Like they're now like the modern day mythology. So seeing these people done so poorly and so incorrectly in a sense of, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I don't think it's spoilery because you can probably see it in the goddamn trailers. You see everything in the goddamn trailers in this movie. Is the killing. Everyone senselessly kills. Like, everyone kills. One thing Batman is, like, known not to do is he does not kill.
You mentioned this last week. You were like, man, when I see it, if there's going to be all this killing, I'm
I said
really
I'd walk
pissed.
Right out. And guess what? Batman, no joke, probably killed 40 dudes. Probably, like, 40-ish
killed
dudes. 100%. Yeah, like,
they're dead.
There's no getting around it. I mean, Josh was sitting next to me, and I was like,
but
I,
were they
I,
bad guys?
Yeah,
but still, it, he doesn't kill anybody.
Right. Yeah, but like
it's like his whole thing. Yeah,
yeah,
like in The Dark Knight, Joker's like, tonight you're going to break your one rule. In this movie, he was like, hells yeah, I am.
Yeah, like in this movie, he's destroying that rule. And it's like, that's his one rule. And that's what separates him from, you know, the villains and himself. And that's, to me, it just completely disregards what you know of the character. And it's like, I can't believe Nolan even executive produced and possibly signed off on this, where I don't know how much he was involved, but it's like, that was the coolest thing about Christopher Nolan's Batman was that Christopher Nolan's Batman wouldn't kill. He would do everything in his power to stun somebody. I mean, yeah, it might look like someone's dead, but it's like, you always saw them afterwards. Like, he would make sure he cuts to them and being like, you know, see them in pain and not actually dead. All right, so Zack Snyder has even come out with an article saying he's not killing people, it's just manslaughter. And reading that and then seeing the movie, the man flies the Batwing at a truck. Granted that it's shooting at him, but Batman knows that they're not going to be able to destroy the Batwing, so he probably should just stun him or something. Shoots the truck, and it blows up, thus indirectly killing four people.
Pretty directly killing.
Yeah, exactly.
He launches giant like machine gun bullets
Seems
at
it. Direct.
So, and there's another scene where a guy is holding a flamethrower, and Batman, instead of just
cutting the hose,
doing something to stop it, he shoots the tank. The tank blows up, killing the dude. That's not indirectly. That's the one, like Christopher Nolan Batman. I would want to see that Batman do everything in his power. Remember the whole last scene of The Dark Knight where he is swooping through the unfinished at that time Trump building?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like swooping through and like, you know, throwing batarangs and bolos at people's legs and locking them up and, you know, capturing everyone.
Right. This hey, Batman could have killed him, but he didn't.
Yeah. This Batman didn't even attempt that. He didn't like throw batarangs at someone to like lock up their feet and like then cuff them and then, you know, save the Joker and put the Joker wherever the hell he went. Like, this one would have absolutely killed the Joker. So it's like, this, it's not entertaining, because the coolest thing about Batman is that he almost has to be so creative about how he doesn't kill. Because yeah, anyone can fucking throw another car on top of a car full of people and crush them. But it's like, what would Batman do? What cool gadget would he use to like actually throw, to disrupt their guns or stuff like that?
Right.
He did that. He did that in this movie once or twice. He disrupted someone's weapons. And in the same scene, he was using someone else's weapon, shooting at everyone.
Right.
And I'm just like, then why did you disrupt the weapons there? That's why I walked out of the movie theater. The only thing I tweeted was, not my Batman. It's cheap movie like storytelling I think Ben Affleck did a great job, but he's not Batman because the script didn't let him be Batman.
Yeah.
The script was, this dude's going to kill. We need to get to the next scene. Move on. Holy crap, we have 9,000 fucking things to cover in this movie. Why couldn't we just have a Batman Superman movie? Oh, that's right, because Warner Brothers wants to immediately have a Justice League next year. So it just felt so fast and so cheap and so not earned that it. The more I sit on this movie, the more I'm like, it is so bad. I wish I could say I want to see Batman Superman 12, 13 more times. I don't want to see it again.
Right, right.
Like, I might watch the R-rated cut because it's 30 minutes longer, but it could be 30 more minutes of shit.
It's getting a lot of bad reviews.
It is. And it's... And, it's,
and making a lot
and
of money.
I am a huge nerd. And in the opening of the movie, not only is an iconic character that you don't even know who he is killed immediately, thus then taken out from the rest of the DC universe, you also have Superman kill somebody. If someone thinks he's not dead, the man flew super speed at this dude and probably crushed his heart and chest.
Like, you can't live without a heart.
Need so immediately Superman now has killed as well a complete, I'm not going to say innocent, but a normal human who he could have done any of his thousands of powers to disrupt him, but instead he takes him through a wall, basically.
Multiple walls.
And then obviously me taken through a wall, I'm going to be hurt. Taken through multiple walls, I'm going to be fucking dead, especially if also my initial hit is a two super fists on my chest.
Right.
So... I don't know. My rant's kind of coming to an end, but we deserve better.
Like, fuck you, Zack Snyder.
I say that, but there's so many other people involved, but it's like, you can just tell that he had his hands on this. He's like, hey, visually, it's going to look real cool. Like, Batman's going to fly the Batwing in, and then he's going to, like, shoot these things, and it's going to be great, and he's going to this cool Batmobile scene, and it's going to look awesome, and then no one stopped to say, but everyone's dying. It's so cheap and so just juvenile. You could tell that he cared almost, and it... I kind of think he did. He might have read the script like, oh, man, let's make this look cool. Let's make this scene look cool. Let's make this. Does it make sense? Not really, but let's make it look cool.
Right.
And that's kind of why I think the movie falls the flattest. And again, another non-spoiler thing, well, kind of spoiler. Batman breaks into Lex Luthor's kind of like facility and puts a little like thing on and decrypts some information. And that information turns out to be security footage of certain characters, which have all been given names from that security footage. Basically, more than 4 out of the 7, if there's 7 Justice League members, 4 of them have been given names from a villain.
And logos.
Yeah, and logos that they then will go on to wear. Like, all around, like, I want people to see it just so they can maybe agree with me, maybe not. I think comic book fans are giving it way too much credit, and I went to go see it as a movie that, like, could be both, hopefully, like a good movie and a comic book movie.
Right.
Because we've been waiting for this movie for decades, and it wasn't, even as a comic book fan, I'm a huge nerd. I could not get behind it. More than anything, Josh, this is the biggest complaint Josh and I had. It was boring. Like, it was just a boring movie. For a movie that should be massive fights and cool stuff, and it had really awful CGI at the end. I'm just like, this movie cost $800 million to make, including marketing. Where did it go? It went, obviously, to Zack Snyder's visuals. Like, and other than that, it was just, man, I'm just nervous for the rest of these movies, because if that's what we're going to get, I'm not going to see them. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to line up to see Justice League. I don't care. I know I gave him a chance at Man of Steel. I didn't like Man of Steel.
Right.
Batman and Superman was like, Man of Steel suck. Let's see what this is all about. This blew. Why? Why would I even say third time's a charm for Justice League? It's just not going to work. It's just going to be more popcorn filler. And I think we as moviegoers deserve more. That's all I got to say about
it. What I'm hearing from around the horn is nobody likes it. And it's clear that, especially from your review, that, you know, they're really jeopardizing and taking liberties to, you know, just make whatever movie they want instead of honoring what the characters are really about, you know?
Yeah,
like, which sucks.
Yeah, I understand taking creative choices and trying new things. Like, I don't want to see just like a rehash of what we've already seen. So obviously you mentioned all of like Batman killing, which is a huge break in his 70-year, 90-year, however old it is now.
And if I may, Josh.
Character.
Josh was giving it credit because I reacted because I saw something that obviously killed 4 people. And I was like, come on. And Josh was like, he was actually like, well. And then within a minute, he was like, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
well, because yeah, I was like, because it didn't like. We didn't see them like dead. Like, right. They could have survived that. And then the very next scene, oh, those people are definitely dead. Like, no way they survived that one. That was a huge break from Batman's continuity as a character. And then my issue with Superman was he wasn't really Superman either. He wasn't.
He didn't want to be Superman.
He didn't want to be. Yeah, it was. The movie should have been called Batman and literally everyone else except for Lois versus Superman.
Yeah.
Because no one liked Superman in this movie. I couldn't understand that. Like, the general public was against him. Yeah, Superman himself was against him. He's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, it was just like, what's happening? Like, this should have been a conflict. This should have been like two people on opposite sides fighting for things they believe in. And it was like no one believed in Superman, including Superman. So it was like the battle, like them fighting had like no meaning to it. And it was like we should have had two like big points of view that really made the audience like kind of think, because everyone's going in this movie for the most part. Most people that see this movie are Team Batman because he's cool.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't think Superman is cool. And this movie should have done something to be like, okay, I actually see Superman's point of view.
Right, right.
I actually don't think Batman should be doing this. We need to see the good in the world that Superman is fighting for or is trying to make us be better. And that was not an argument or a point that this movie made at all. Yeah. And I was just super bummed by that. Like, the movie's dark. Batman is dark. But Superman is not a dark character, but yet they still made him dark.
And there
he brooded more than Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say I have to see the movie again, but I am willing to bet that Batman / Bruce Wayne smiles in this movie more than Superman.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
Right.
It was a brood-off, and Superman won.
And also, Josh and I talked about this too, another huge downfall was the coolest thing about Christopher Reeves was he was a different character when he was Clark Kent. Clark Kent is supposed to be Superman's alter ego, not the other way around, not Clark Kent being Superman being the alter ego. It's him playing...
Like, a Superman is his true identity.
Yeah, yeah. So he's playing what he thinks a human is.
Right.
Like, what he thinks it is, like a bumbling fool.
Even to, like, the point where, yeah, not even, like, what he thinks humans are, but just, like, being someone that no one would ever suspect could be Superman.
Right.
Because he's too inept and he's too awkward. But this, yeah, he was just Superman with glasses on.
Yeah, Clark Kent was 100% like Superman with glasses. He would like hold himself the exact same way. Like, there was no like Christopher Reeves, you go back and watch it. He's like hunched over. He's constantly like falling and like holding his coat and also like just fumbling with his glasses and hat.
Yeah, right.
Like Clark Kent is literally just like shouting with Perry White in one of the scenes in the Daily Planet. And he's like almost getting angry to a point of like that's the Superman that we've seen in the Man of Steel previous. How do you not see that this is him? Like, also, why is Clark Kent yelling at his boss or doing anything? It's like, dude, you're...
That was another thing. It's like, I didn't really understand why anyone was really doing anything. There were any clear motivations. Jesus. And then the few things that people did like have strong like viewpoints on, they didn't... They changed. They flip-flopped throughout the movie. And it was just like, all right, like this was your whole case that you were fighting for. Like, you know, not a major spoiler because you see stuff in the trailer, but like, you know, Batman or his big problem with Superman is like the opening stuff is, you know, all the destruction that was caused during Man of Steel and the endangerment that innocent lives were put in because of this superhero battle that was happening. And, you know, that's his whole thing. It's like, this guy, he needs to be stopped. He could potentially use his powers against all of us. You know, look at all this destruction. And then he turns around and does
and
the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he does that, but then he also has a huge superhero battle with Doomsday where even more damage happens than in Man of Steel. And it was like, this was your whole thing.
And it was
participating in an even bigger example of it.
So cheap because in multiple times they were like, well, this area is abandoned. And there's one time it was downtown Metropolis. Think of like downtown Chicago. It was like, well, don't like, somebody made the point of saying, like, I think it was like actually Anderson Cooper was on CNN. Like, he was
a lot of like news cameos.
Way too many like news reels like happening. Like, that's how they kind of
that
like,
was their
told
exposition
the
was constantly being told through news updates.
But in one of them was like Anderson Cooper being like, oh, Doomsday is now downtown Metropolis. Luckily, works out so no one's around. And I was like, fuck you, that being your...
It reminded me of Power Rangers episodes, you know, because Power Rangers, they would destroy tons of buildings.
Yeah.
They're all made of paper.
Like,
but always there'd be like the news update afterwards, like, luckily, everyone was on holiday today and no one was injured.
Like, how busy was like downtown Chicago? We would get off like Grand Lux. Everyone would stay there. Everyone would just stay around there. That's the dumbest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like in a 5-block radius. I was like, that's 10 block. Like, no. That's so cheap.
Janitors.
Yeah, right. Anyone. Janitors, bums, people going to bars, bartenders. Like, it just felt so cheap. And again, almost more people died than even a Man of Steel. And I was just like, holy shit. You guys had a chance to actually make a different movie and to make a statement about like what you made in the first movie. And you did the exact same thing again. Just for like eye candy. And there were some cool scenes, like seeing Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman all together. And again, another thing that just felt way cheap. I'm not going to say spoilers, but if you have read the Doomsday introduction comics, you have probably already spoiled it for yourself. It didn't feel earned. Nothing in this movie felt earned, I guess, is my point.
There were too many storylines that they were cramming in, and so none of the plot lines felt like they were able to breathe enough so that when they had their quote unquote payoffs, and a lot of them didn't even have payoffs, but when they did, it was like you didn't care because you weren't focusing on this conflict long enough, this one particular thing, so that when it is kind of resolved or whatever, you're just like, all right, like there's 20 other things that are still going on. Like it just kind of felt chaotic and messy.
Yeah. So
hopefully they learn from the fact that this is getting shit on so much and start making the next movies, you know, with a little more thought.
See, that's what I would hope, but this movie is already going into production in April, meaning they're filming in April. Not like...
What movie?
The Justice League. So they're filming in April. It's not like... There's no time to react to these reviews.
Right.
There's no time to be like, oh, man, no one liked this script. Oh, God, this is the same script that we're going in with. Okay, let's do it. Oh, wait, the movie's still making money because people... A repeat viewing of this is basically, in my mind, means you don't care about superhero movies.
There's something, I think it was Fandango I was reading, that said that they got like a 30% bump in repeat tickets for this movie than like they usually do.
That's abysmal. If you're giving...
And also, there's nothing else out right now. That's like a big thing that the studio was talking about, how there's like no competition. So this was just a good weekend to make money when it opened, because there's no, like, the other movies that opened were nothing. And there wasn't any, like, specifically another action movie to like fight it. So
it just sucks.
Yeah, I mean, the next blockbuster thing isn't until May when Avengers comes out. Or Captain America.
Right. So it's just funny, like, how you know, these guys, it's not like they're making the film in any form of art form. They're just trying to think of all the different ways they can make the most amount of money.
For sure. And Josh just made a good point. Josh said the Avengers / Civil War. That's exactly another point I was making off the podcast, was the Marvel movies have become a little bit too stagnant, but at least they're good movies. Like, at least they have their action. They have their, it's funny. I didn't laugh once when I was like supposed to in Batman v Superman. There was not one joke.
Although there was constant laughter. Our audience that we saw it with was laughing during so many of the scenes that were not supposed to be funny, and like
just laughing at it.
Yeah, laughing at it because they couldn't take it seriously.
Right.
And there, any kind of like serious conversation people were having, like audience was laughing. Sometimes, like when Superman would like walk into like the Senate or whatever, like you see in the teaser. They're laughing just because it, you know, it looks ridiculous. This guy dressed as Superman walking around and it's, you know, in court in broad daylight. And they, you know, even that, they, you know, they could have done something a little better so it didn't look as silly. It did look kind of like seeing someone dressed up at, you know, downtown Hollywood or whatever.
Right.
Like, you know, people were laughing, but they were very vocal about how, like, they were not taking this movie seriously. They were not invested in any of the dramatic storylines that they were trying to have.
But, like why does it work in Marvel movies as opposed to Batman v Superman? In my mind, it's because there's some actual heart behind the Marvel movies. Kevin Feige cares about these characters and puts them on screen in situations that make them look cool. Like seeing Captain America in Age of Ultron, which I didn't think was a fantastic movie because I thought, again, a little bit too stagnant, just the same thing. So I'm hoping Civil War is going to switch things on its head. But like seeing Captain America and all these characters run through this like real world town,
dressed up in their costumes.
Yeah, it seems normal, and it seems fucking cool. But seeing Superman or Batman like roll around, I'm just like, no. Like
Marvel's also better than DC. There's that.
Yeah, but I think for me, it was almost, I think maybe Batman and Superman's costumes are a little bit too fantastical. I don't know why, but maybe it should be, Marvel has that thing where the costumes look a little bit more real world, I guess. I mean, Black Panther's going to change that on its head, but like Captain America could just be a dude. Scarlett Johansson's, just wearing like some cool like black leather, and she's got like, that's what she wears in the comics. But like Superman and Batman, their costumes are so textured and so like almost looks like they're just movie costumes, as opposed to, in that same vein, I think Wonder Woman looked great. Yeah. I think she had the best costume and she looked awesome.
Were there any scenes with her in her lingerie?
It'll probably be the deleted scenes, the R-rated version.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. So we can move on, but I just...
I was bummed.
Yeah, go see it.
But at least go see it and form your own opinion.
Yeah, form your own opinion. Write in, let us know. But I was
I do know people who have enjoyed it, and I do know a lot of people who share our opinion of it. You know, let us know what you liked and what you didn't like.
Email in.
Yeah, this movie has maybe actually kind of won. I don't ever do reviews like that, but there are so many. I think because these characters are so important to so many people, and to like drop the ball in a major way, it like has inspired a lot of people to like write their very first movie reviews, full on reviews. It's like turn a lot of people into like critics or people at least who like share their thoughts on stuff like blogs. But what it's made me kind of want to do is, even if it's just like an outline, I kind of want to just like write out what I would have preferred to see.
Yeah.
Not like a prediction of what I thought this movie was going to be, but just like, this is, I think, would have been a better story to have followed up.
One of my favorite things about Max Landis is whenever he doesn't like something, he shares his script, a portion of the script that he wrote for it that was turned down. So that's always kind of cool. Like for Ghostbusters, when that trailer came out and got just bombed, he put 3 pages of the script that he wrote out and was like, well, here's what I would have done. Sorry.
Like before it got...
Like when it came, yeah, but like before, when he had like approached and right. like during a pitch meeting and got he it, didn't it. Get it, Paul Feig got it. He will always like, he has like, you know, has pages of these things. And like he wrote, I guess, a Batman v Superman script. He wrote
Ghostbusters. Has script. He released anything from it?
Yeah, he released Ghostbusters. Not
Batman.
BVS, he released his opinions on it.
Got it.
Which are not very nice. And he was saying the same kind of thing. He's like, this is not a DC movie. This is not a Batman movie. This is not a Superman movie. It's just a movie. And it was like so sad. You could just tell that he cares so much.
Some movie.
Yeah, just cares so much about these characters. And he was just like, this is not. And like, I think he even says it within the first 30 seconds of it. He's like, Batman kills in this movie. Like, that's such a big thing for, especially we have a friend, John Lester, who loves Batman. And Josh just told me today that John Lester loves this movie. I don't get that because if you love.
He does? John Lester loves this movie?
If you love Batman, you can't love this movie because it's not Batman. So like. That's my opinion, obviously, but that's what it is. And it's just like, this is not a Batman movie.
But I do think that Ben Affleck did a great job. Yeah. If Batman didn't kill anyone, I thought he would have been he was an awesome Batman and Bruce Wayne.
And he gave the fucking middle finger to everyone who said he couldn't do it. He did a great job. He played a great Bruce Wayne when he was in the Lex thing. And then like, he was a great Batman because he basically seemed like he was Batman all the time, which is, that's basically like Superman. Like Batman is his ego. Bruce Wayne is his alter ego.
Yeah, or at least he has to, like, or it's kind of become that way. Like, Bruce Wayne has to consciously, like, act like something that he's not.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, like, because in Bruce Wayne's mind, he is Batman. And then he has to play Bruce Wayne so no one thinks he's Batman.
Did you guys see Sad Affleck?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Maybe the best thing I saw all week.
It's so good.
Which is, like I'm saying, like, I feel bad for Ben Affleck because, like, he did a great job. Yeah, like, he can't control the script part. Right, like, you know, they wrote, you're gonna murder these people. And who knows? Yeah. He might not have even known, you know, until like in post, like, oh, you blew up that truck. Like I shot it. Like obviously on set, nothing happened except for some sound effects.
I wonder if he cares that much.
Yeah. If I mean, he is supposedly working on a solo Batman movie that he's gonna direct. So I wonder how different that will be. If that'll be like a conscious decision on his part.
Is he gonna play him too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's gonna direct himself.
I think so. Yeah. It's called The Batman.
The Batman.
Uh huh. And so I wonder if they're like, we're not going to kill people in this movie. Because he's not working out with Zack Snyder or anything. So it'll be its own. I mean, it's in the same universe, but it's a solo project.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody I work with who mentioned that the first time. I didn't know that Ben Affleck was planning on doing that. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about how he was going to be Batman and direct it. And she thought it was funny that like during filming, there will be times when Ben Affleck is dressed up as Batman and is directing people.
They're pretty awesome. He's like sitting in a director's chair.
Right, right.
And action.
Pretty good.
No lights. Camera.
That's crazy. I just feel like we're just going to have Batman and Spider-Man and Superman movies just forever. There's just going to always be some new person making some new movie. How many Batmans are there going to be, man?
So many.
Maybe we'll get to play Batman one time.
I hope so.
That'd be cool.
Apparently this movie's going to launch a Ben Affleck trilogy.
And hopefully, I'd work with Ben Affleck, I guess. Why not?
And hopefully it's going to be the Ben Affleck trilogy, maybe written by Ben Affleck, things like that. Zack Snyder's only doing Justice League and then he's out.
Yeah.
So... to be honest, after seeing this movie, I'm fine with that.
I feel like I could play Robin. I could play Robin to Ben Affleck's Batman. That'd be cool. We could just pal it up.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a different Robin because right now the one's dead that we know. So
I'll play like a new Robin.
A different Robin.
Probably have to shave though because I feel like Robin's like a little boy, like a little young boy, a little butt boy.
Play a little young butt boy.
Somebody's opinion that I really actually care about hearing for this movie has not released it, and I think that's on purpose, is because everyone's waiting for it and he doesn't maybe want to bash his Ben Affleck
Barack
friend,
Obama
but
talking
Kevin
about
Smith.
I've been looking on Twitter to see what he would say about it.
So he has reviewed like Civil War, he reviews trailers, he has a YouTube channel now, it's called Fat Man on Batman, but now they, much like us, they live stream their podcasts.
Streaming.
Yep.
Oh, my God. This whole time?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Aha. Everyone sees your butt.
You guys got me. Man, my butt's out.
Butt's exposed.
So, but he does a podcast, and he talks about Daredevil, talks about all the things he loves, and it's so good to hear him like go through the things he hates because he knows the system, and it's so good hearing from him because he's like, oh, yeah, it probably sucked because so-and-so wrote this script.
This studio or, yeah. had this power to make this decision. Because right. I did hear that, like, the Man of Steel, like, you know, some people had a problem with him snapping Zod's neck at the end because Superman doesn't kill. That's his big thing as well. That I guess, like, because Nolan is an executive producer, but I heard, I don't know how credible this is, but he did not want that to be the ending, but he didn't have enough power as a producer. He got vetoed, and they still had it. So who knows? Yeah. He could have been, like, pulling his hair out for this one. Like, oh, my God, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have that much say.
So I would love to hear Kevin Smith's portion, because Kevin Smith wrote a Superman movie, and it was The Death and Return of Superman, and it was going to be, you know, Brainiac was the villain, and blah, blah, blah. Directed by...
Is that the Tim Burton one?
Yes.
Directed by Tim Burton.
I didn't realize Kevin Smith wrote that. That was with the Nicolas Cage one?
Yeah, he wrote...
Kevin Smith wrote that?
Yeah, he wrote like a portion of that.
And Nicolas Cage is going to be Superman?
This was years and years ago.
Yeah, there's a documentary out now about how that movie failed, but it was Tim Burton directing, Nicolas Cage was Superman, and that's why the suit was all like black and had like the silver on it, which, spoilers... But we'll talk about that later when people have seen the movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just, you know, well, I guess we can kind of jump off this topic, but I want to hear Kevin Smith's opinion, and also I want to just...
Yeah, because he's a huge Batman fan, and he's best friends with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, so. And he's a huge Superman fan. He's a huge comic book fan. So, like, I want to hear his opinions, because, man, like, it's so, divisive, so I'm curious to see where he stands.
Kevin, we know you're listening, and that is an official request to
hear... He is in L.A., yep.
We know you're listening and watching.
...from you, so thank you, first of all, for continuously listening to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. We appreciate your support and viewership.
Thank you, Kevin.
And go ahead and shoot us that review.
Shoot it on over.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's normallynormalcrew@gmail.com.
Josh, do you have a topic?
Well, I guess we can do a quick update on the segment. What's going on with my body?
What's going on with my body?
So my little mouth twitch stopped. I don't know why.
Oh, great.
So
when we talked last week, you had brought it up and it had started that day.
Yeah.
How long did it last?
I think it was gone by that later that day.
Oh, yeah. So just a quick little...
Yeah, I don't know what was happening. I don't know what was going on with my body.
Oh, that's a great update.
But Brian, isn't there something going on with your body?
There's something going on with my body, you guys.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah?
What's going on with your body?
What's going on with my body? Monday night, I was having some drinks, having some weeds, hanging out with some friends.
Nice.
Stupid friends?
Just sort of noticing. Hey, no, they were good friends.
Real quick, what were you doing Monday?
Monday, this past Monday.
Where this is going to go.
Nothing. Me neither. Thanks for the invite. Were you around? I was actually not wandering on Monday. What were you doing?
What was I doing on Monday?
This is all just leading up to a joke, Josh. I already explained it. Listen, what do you want me to do?
Text me? I
didn't plan it.
Okay, cool.
You guys always decline my invitations to hang out anyway. So
well, yeah, the invitation's coming at like 3 a.m. Like, well, dude. What's up? How's your body doing?
I noticed my elbow started to hurt, my right elbow.
Just
sort of noticed it feeling sore. Oh, that's strange.
With the tat on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tat poisoning.
Finished the night, got some food, went home, went to sleep, and then I woke up in the middle of the night because it was hurting so bad. It was like stinging pain, sharp pain. Woke me up out of my sleep. It hurt really, really bad. So I finally took a bunch of ibuprofen and put some ice on it and was able to fall asleep. And then I woke up the next morning and it was just, it still is. It's very fat. It's extremely swollen.
It does look a little bit swollen.
It is much less than it was yesterday. I slept with ice on it again today, put ice on it all last night. So it's better, but it's like,
oh, wow. When I look at it from that angle, put your other arm out.
Yeah, it's
holy mackerel.
And it's like, I can, you know, it's like filled with liquid. I can feel it.
Did the spider get you?
I mean, I don't know. When it happened, I remember it first feeling it. I wasn't like sitting on a couch or anything. I was just standing. I had my jacket on and it just started out of nowhere. So it didn't happen in my sleep because it was hurting before that.
The spider got you.
Yeah, there's a brown recluse in your jacket.
I mean, I think I would be dead. I think I might be dead if it was a brown recluse. So it's just super strange. It hurts real bad. It's better today, like I said, but...
It almost looks like you can't even fully extend it.
Did a snake bite you?
Maybe a snake bit me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been like... It's getting better, but it's been like hurting to even like move it up to whatever, like take my motorcycle helmet off or anything. It's real strange.
Did you bump it somewhere? Did you...
I mean, I guess I must have. This is what I was saying. You know, so I also got hit by a car on my motorcycle last week, but super minor. And
that's it.
But it really isn't. Like it was very slow, and I remember feeling my fingers hurting are the only thing that hurt from the accident. Nothing else hurt. And I don't think 5 days would have gone by and just absolutely nothing, and all of a sudden it blows up. So I really don't think it was from that. So I don't know. It's just weird, and I just don't know what's going on in my body.
So you got hit on that side, though. I mean, it sounds
it was on the right side.
Yeah, you say like 5 days, but it might have just been like a buildup occurred.
Sure. Like, I feel like I would have at least felt my elbow, like, oh, my elbow was just hit by something.
I mean, I feel like we're, you know, we're both now 32.
That's true. We are 32.
We are getting old. So, like, there are things in my body that I'm just like, man, that's a weird thing. Especially now. Like, obviously, doing this podcast right now, like, my fingers are tingling, but it's because...
They are? What's going on with your body?
Well, what's going on with my body? It's just because my elbow resting here, I'll notice that this...
Oh, yeah,
this goes numb.
Sure.
But that's okay. But more importantly...
It's okay. Man,
what's going on with my body?
What's going on with our bodies, guys?
32 years old, getting old. I'll tell you what, wandering around is very, very tough at 32 years old.
We are old men. There are a lot of wandering.
The things you do at 32 and then that you did when you were, like, 25, it is... 24 is a very big change.
Different story, guys. Wow.
And one of the guys that helps me wander, or helped me wander.
Yeah.
get that wander assist.
Yeah, when he helped me wander, he's 36.
You have a 36-year-old co-wanderer?
Yeah, and he told me he's been wandering now for 3 years.
Whoa.
So I was just like, how do you do it? And he's like, man, just, you know, ibuprofen, like you said, is going to be your best friend. I was like, that sucks.
That's really terrible. Ibuprofen's real bad for your stomach.
It's an NSAID, pain remover, yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, obviously, I'll keep you guys updated. We'll come back to it next week when we do
Josh, anything
what's going on with your body.
Anything else going on with your body? We all said things that are now, like, currently happening.
Yeah, mine from last week is cleared up, so no current mysteries.
Okay.
Cool.
Josh had a black toe for a while.
It's true.
Recently?
No.
Did you smash it in something?
I mean, that was the only thing I could think of, but like you said, I had no...
Like recollection of an actual event?
Yeah, but then my whole toenail turned black and fell off.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was as if something had been heavy dropped on it, but I had no memory. I don't remember hurting it ever.
What do you think it could be?
What's going on with my memory?
What's going on with my memory?
My memory has gotten way worse the older I've gotten.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you guys think? What do you think we're going to be like 60? You think we'll still be doing this podcast and be like, what's going on with my body? And then that section lasts 5 hours.
Yeah, but it's actually like two. Yeah, and we have doctor's notes and prescriptions we're taking. Yeah.
The name of the podcast is just what's going on with my body.
Yeah, it now has changed from probably sounds awful. There's something definitely wrong with my body.
Probably feels awful.
Probably feels awful.
We're going to be fine, guys. We're going to be fine.
I don't know, man.
We'll be dead before we're 60.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be surprised by last the week.
Especially.
Oh, my God. Really?
Especially with all
my job is crazy.
Yeah, his job with all our wandering.
That's true. You're going to be dead really soon.
Man. Yeah. What do you got? What do you got, Brian? I see a little list over there.
The only thing I have left is my review.
Cool. Then we're going to jump right into that, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break real quick.
A really quick break. Breaking pretty quick.
From our really awesome sponsor, who, again, is just going to be sponsored for maybe a week or two more, unless we get more soap.
Looking for more soap. My soap bar is dwindling down to nothing.
Our soap bar is coming to nothing. So if you want to still be the sponsor,
send us some more soap.
All right, guys. Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This break's going to be quick.
How quick?
Oh, real quick. Guys, I woke up this morning. I was so dirty, just dirty and smelly.
How dirty were you?
Gross.
That's pretty normal, though, right?
No, I was extra dirty.
Oh,
wow. I just had like a real dirty sleep.
Oh, man. You probably woke up with some dirty scratches on your back.
Oh, so dirty and so scratchy. And then I thought to myself, God, I need to take a shower. I walk in, like a bright, shining light, my little square bar of green soap said to me, hey, use me, you dirty little fucker. So I turned on the hot water, started washing myself with this really great soap. Called Crazy Clean Soap.
I feel like the soap would probably get you crazy clean, but also you could be crazy because your soap is talking to you.
Your soap is talking to you.
Yeah, both of those are true.
Okay, cool.
The Crazy Clean Soap Company offers soap, scrubs, and other bath products that are handmade in sunny Los Angeles.
That's here.
That's where we live.
And it is sunny.
They use natural ingredients, colorants, and exfoliants. And actually, just so you guys know, from now until June 14th, 10% of the proceeds will be forwarded to the Bernie Sanders Foundation.
Boom.
After that, they go to Trump?
I believe so. I'll look into it, but I believe so. I'm feeling the burn. You guys are feeling the burn. Let's wash ourselves and feel some burn. Well, not from the soap. Not from the soap.
Yes. Soap does not burn you.
Does not burn you. It's good for your shower, great for your skin. Get crazy clean at the Crazy Clean Soap Company. Where do you find them? You're probably wondering.
I was. Right now, my phone is out, and I'm looking at...
just Googling,
I'm also sending money to Trump's campaign, but other than that...
God damn it.
I was all like, hey, Siri, Google this.
You guys should check out their website. It's crazycleansoap.com, and you order direct from their Etsy shop at etsy.com/shop/crazycleansoap. Also, you should probably like them on Facebook. They're called the Crazy Clean Soap Co.
Can't do it.
Well, Leo, you can. That's
maybe
true.
Maybe like a week or two when I decide to come back, but yeah. I can't do it right now.
Oh, but now you could follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Crazy Clean Soap.
Everyone should follow them on Instagram, yeah. But my rule on Instagram is I can only follow one person, and it's Brian Kilmerkinney.
Oh, wow.
So it's big. It literally is my rule. Everyone's like, hey, follow me.
God, I love you.
I might get huge on Instagram with all like my soon-to-be like naked selfies and stuff. Right. But like, I'll only be one follow still.
I think if you have a ton of followers and you only follow one person, you're the best guy.
Yep.
Like, you're the coolest looking guy. So anyway, check out Instagram, check out Facebook for the Crazy Clean Soap Company, and wash your dirty buttholes with this stuff.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Your buttholes are way too dirty.
Way too dirty, especially wake up from a really dirty sleep. You got to clean that butthole. Use Crazy Clean Soap. Smells good.
That's a fresh smelling butthole.
Well, you got a great smelling butthole. Do you use a Crazy Clean Soap Company?
Also, why are you so close to my butthole? Hey guys, all right, so
that break was so quick.
That was we're gonna
go ahead and jump into our last segment, which by the way is probably people's favorite. Yeah. Wow, it sounds like living in a city, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, what are we recording in downtown city?
Yeah, I said living in a city, and then all of a sudden Josh pulled a tugboat out of nowhere. So, interesting.
A lot of cities have rivers and stuff.
That's true. All right, guys, well, we're going to jump into the three-word reviews. We do not talk about it beforehand, so I don't know what anyone is reviewing. Would you like to go around the table, maybe, and talk about what you want to review first, so we can all jump in, or does someone just want to start?
Yeah.
Can we start with you, Brian?
Sure.
Cool.
Today I'll be reviewing a podcast that I watched. That's right, watched, because it was a live taping version. Actually, I don't think it was recorded, but I mean with a camera. But it was a live recording of a podcast called We Should Have a Podcast on Feral Audio. So yeah, I'll three-word review a podcast that I watched.
Brian.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dummy.
Okay.
Could you please...
Sorry, I got hit by a motorcycle. My brain hurts.
Totally makes sense. And
I got
elbow.
Hit by a motorcycle?
And your elbow. Come on. Another motorcycle.
Motorcycle, motorcycle accident.
Oh, man, one of those bike-on-bike crimes.
Brian, could you please give us a three-word review followed by a podcasty meow of We Should Have a Podcast, the live recording that you saw at Groundlings?
Correct.
Thank you.
Beth. Hilarious. Real. Check 1, 2, meow, meow, meow. Is this thing on?
Oh, good one.
I
did not come see it with you.
Oh, no, yeah, it's okay.
It was one of those things where I got home and then wandering. It was, yeah, from wandering. It was, this was before wandering, I think.
Pre-wandering?
This is pre-wandering.
He was trying to wander.
Yeah, and I was like thinking about wandering. I was like, right. I was interviewing to wander. And,
Gotta be interviewed to wander, huh?
Yeah, so I remember like just coming home and I was just doing something and I was just like, oh man, like this, you know, Brian's got that show tonight, that's cool. And then like it's like, oh, it's Thursday, shit. Josh, what time is Batman Superman? And you're like, you know, 8:45. And I was like, fuck, it's right down the Vista. It's now 6 something. Let's just go do that.
So we
went to go see that. I dressed really comfortable when I went to see BVS.
That's great.
They wore those pants.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
They wore lounge pants.
Lounge pants.
Mm-hmm. Lounge capris.
So what's going on? The one podcast that I listened to was super great. They have great quality and it sounded, super nice. And Courtney sounds great and her friend sounds nice and they recorded on a bed and it sounds better than ours. So what's up?
Well, let's do ours in a bed.
Yeah. Weird, right? Why aren't we doing ours in a bed? I don't understand.
That's a good point.
Just the three of us could be in a bed for 2 hours recording podcasts.
Because probably within a minute or two, you just hear, stop.
There'd be a lot of tickling.
Just nonstop.
There's no way that we would be fully clothed. No way.
Yeah, we had a hard time filming a video of all of us like
right.
sitting in a bed.
Yep.
That was fun. God, that was a good
just
one.
Like it.
Just like it.
Friend of mine does a podcast called We Should Have a Podcast. It's very funny. It's just two girls. They don't really have topics. They just kind of talk about their week.
Nice.
And it's just entertaining because they're both insane and they're both very honest.
A what of yours? You said, I'm sorry, what?
Friend?
Oh, a friend? Oh, a friend of mine. Yes, I said a friend. Yeah, a friend of mine. Yeah, no, we don't have to do air quotes. Come on now. She's a friend. Sometimes we have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just very good because it's very like raw and unfiltered and they're just funny to listen to. And this girl, Courtney, honestly, is one of the funniest people I know in my life.
Thanks.
The live version. Yeah, you guys are
burned right. Everyone else he's met in his life.
Yeah, you guys are all right. The live version was the two of them just on the Groundlings stage, and they had some special guests. Beth Stelling did some stand-up and also sat down with them, and she's obviously hilarious,
too. Well, already right there, that's a fantastic show, Beth Stelling doing stand-up.
Yeah, she was great. Love her. Good to see her. And Chad actually did go up and be a part of a segment, too, with another guy. And I could have gone up to be a part of it, but I didn't because I was like a little bit too high and am like less... I don't know. I don't really want to be on stage as much anymore in a situation like that. So I stayed in my seat. But it would have been funny, probably. But it was just, it was really great. What were my words? Beth. Oh, right. Beth Stein was in it.
And then hilarious.
Hilarious. I'm not kidding. And you can probably tell a little bit from, you can tell from listening to the podcast. But if you knew her in real life, Courtney is unbelievably funny. And then, I don't remember my last word.
Real.
Oh, yeah. Since Beth was there, they did briefly touch on the whole thing with the, their mutual ex-boyfriend, who's a cunt of a man.
But C-U-N-T, it was, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you following along at home and spelling.
Yeah.
C-U-N-T. Now, what do you say, cunt? How do you spell that?
Yeah. For those that are transcribing this podcast. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which we appreciate.
Yeah, so it was, you know, it's nice to, it's like not, it wasn't just a bunch of jokes. It was like a very real situation. It was really, really funny. I would check them out.
Please do. And again, on Feral Audio, it is We Should Have a Podcast.
Yeah.
I like Feral Audio. Feral Audio seems very cool. I think that's where X-Files Files is on. That's Kumail Nanjiani's podcast.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, they have a bunch of good podcasts on there. Yeah. The dude who owns it, who's Feral Audio's is his, is this dude named Dustin. He's really cool.
Awesome.
And he was there that night, and you know, we went out for drinks and stuff afterwards, all of us, so I got to chat with him a little bit. It might be somebody to talk to eventually about like getting our podcast hosted.
That'd be very cool. You
know? Yeah, and like I said before, there was a boob, so that was cool. It's always good to see a boob.
A single boob?
One where?
Single
boob. Who's boob?
At the, what do you mean, where? At the show.
Who's boob?
Not telling.
Was it a Beth boob?
Well, it was a female boob, that's for sure. That's all I want you guys to have, just that little nugget of info.
So you said that she's one of the funniest people you know.
By far.
I'm going to throw something out real quick.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm not kidding. She's always funny. It's almost too much. Like, I almost never have a real moment with her because she's just always making jokes.
Always
she's on. Very clever. She's fucking hilarious. It's crazy.
Sounds like a friend of mine, Brian.
Brian,
he's like Colbert Kennedy. He's like, he's like so funny. Just like so many moments.
He never shares a real moment. Yeah. With you. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna tell you guys a joke, and then you be the judge. Obviously, if I'm now the funniest person, like over you were like the funniest person.
Got it.
What did the peacock say to the tree?
What?
Nothing. It just flew away, baby.
That's a good one. That is a good joke. That is a good joke.
It's funny because peacocks can't fly.
Right. Would you?
Nothing has changed.
All right, I'll attempt later. Josh, you or me, who wants to go next?
I'll throw it to you. I'll throw it to Brian again.
And then Brian will throw it to Josh. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, Josh.
What?
Hey, what are you going to review today?
I'm going to review a live show that I saw.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Josh, will you please give us a 3-word review, whichever language you like, of a live show you saw, followed by a cat meow that you might hear in an airplane.
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Do we know the name of the live show?
It's called The Kitchen Sink.
Wow.
Meta.
So you're going with English then?
Yeah.
Got it.
Variety.
Beer.
Wow.
Holy cow.
So this airplane was apparently 500 feet in the sky because from the time of the incident.
They were just about
it
to take off.
It had just taken off.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Captain speaking.
Right, so much for flying.
The weather in Seattle is going to be mid-60s. And oh, my God, we have no wings.
Okay, well, we should have checked that before we left. But that's all right.
It's a cat. Cats don't check about wings on planes.
It's a cat pilot. Maybe the co-pilot should have said something.
Oh, he was a mouse.
Okay. Yeah.
There was going to be a whole thing in that cockpit very shortly.
No, yeah, no worries. No wonder they died. They were chasing each other around.
Yep. So The Kitchen Sink is a monthly comedy variety show.
What night of the week was this?
Sunday.
What were you
Sunday.
Doing on Sunday night?
Wandering.
Me too. Okay.
Just making sure.
Yeah. It's the last Sunday of every month at the Atwater Theater.
Where is that?
Atwater Village.
Very convenient.
So I went, a friend of mine who I used to wander with, years ago. Her boyfriend has been hosting this show. This was their 1 year anniversary doing it.
The couple or the show?
I guess almost both, but the show. The show.
That's so great.
The
great
the show had been doing
1 year with somebody. Wish
that's special. Yeah, I haven't had that in a while.
Must be nice. So the show is a, my first word, variety. It's a variety show. So there's some videos, there's some stand-up, there's some characters.
Wait, did you say your first variety show?
I said that was my first word.
Oh.
My first word was
I thought you said yours. Your first variety
was
show.
Meta.
Oh, yeah, second word.
We were variety. In a variety show.
I was going to say, also Cheryl Lassley's show.
All right. Maybe we weren't in a variety show.
Yeah, but then again, that's just what I heard.
All right. Fine.
Ours is variety. Just
thank you. Thank you, Leo.
You got it.
The first word was meta, because they... some of the jokes and stuff were sort of referring to the show itself, like some of the videos and some of the bits, but they were funny and I could identify with them coming from someone who's put together a show and stuff like that.
Right.
Just, you know, kind of dealing with that process.
Was it still funny for people, you know, who were in the audience that don't come from a comedy background?
Yes. Like, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Because there's more general stuff about the show. Like her boyfriend, the host, he did a funny poem basically that was all the excuses you get when people say they're going to come to your show and then realize they suddenly can't.
Oh,
and
right.
It was just thing like that, cool. Which I feel like people can identify with from any type of like Facebook invite and stuff.
Oh, sure, yeah. Anytime anybody has
Sunday?
To decline anything.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know, this Sunday, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it was good. So meta, variety, and then, beer. The show's, it's a $5 donation, but there's free beer. They just give you beer during the show. They have a giant cooler of PBR cans and they just give them to you between all the acts.
I love that.
Who needs more beer? And they just give you cans of beer.
That's
who
so
needs
great.
More beer?
Yep.
And then everybody in the world says, Me, daddy.
Daddy-o.
Me, daddy.
But the show is funny. I enjoy
doubt it, bro.
Bet it, bro.
Okay, that's cool. That's great to hear.
So, yeah, it was sort of like a last minute thing. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it because I was wandering. And then I got home earlier than expected. So I went to see the show. And if I'm not wandering next Sunday, next final month Sunday, and you guys aren't wandering, you should go.
I didn't realize that both of you guys were such wanderers.
Yeah, I wandered on Sunday, Easter Sunday. When my good Lord, my good Lord Riz.
He Riz. My good Lord Riz.
My good Lord Rizzed, and I was all like, "Who blessed. Blessed are we to be wandering today.
Right.
I heard a bunch of people when I was wandering were talking about like, yo, you going to church? And I was like, yeah, going to church. Shut up.
Shut up. Which church?
Probably.
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
Nice.
The probably sounds awful church.
Yeah.
They were all just going to.
We could start a church and get super rich. We don't have to pay taxes.
Insanely rich.
All I have to get people to do is believe that we are Lord.
Yep.
Well, we are Lord.
We are Lord. And
let's
we have to say it. Like we
are. I don't know what to say.
Lord.
Got it.
Very easy.
This church isn't going to work out.
No, I think it'll work out if when I make eye contact, you finish the thing you just said
got
twice.
I got it. That's my bad. I'm weak right now, guys. I'm very weak right now.
That's because...
All his brain juice is in his elbow.
That's because you need help from the Church of the PSA. It's finally coming back. I can use it again. Yay.
Church of the PSA.
Probably sounds awful. We
are
Lord.
Nice.
You guys, I got it.
Nice. I'm going to review something.
What are you going to review?
I'm going to review Batman v Superman.
Okay. Oh, Leo.
Yes, Josh.
Will you please give us...
The movie that we talked about this whole episode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
An additional three words followed by...
Yes.
Oh, you got to know what kind of meow you got
to
give.
I know. I'm just saying yes to the
previous.
He's
into it, though. Yeah, he's into it.
We are Lord. That's my three words.
A meow from a Lex Luthor that you would have liked to have seen in the movie.
Oh, got it. Here are my three words. Watch Daredevil instead.
I hear that's a good show.
Meow.
Oh, my goodness.
Baby. All
right, guys. Well, watch Daredevil instead. I'm secretly reviewing Batman v Superman, but I'm really reviewing Daredevil.
Have you guys finished it?
Yes.
Dope.
We watched all 300 episodes this season.
Wow, that's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, they used to do 13. They're now doing 300.
That must have cost so much money and just been such a hard job.
No, because each of the episodes is only 2 hours long.
Oh, no, that's not. That didn't make it better. Wow. Holy cow.
But it's the same storyline from a 13-episode arc. It's just now
just
like...
spread out?
Yeah, so like when Matt Murdock is like, I'm still Daredevil. He then like takes off his suit, goes home, watches a different show that you then get to like watch with him.
You know, oh, so some of the show is just you watching a totally different show with Matt Murdock. Yeah,
and also, fun. Like, he'll be like, he'll have, like, a sandwich, and you guys see him, like, making a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, oh, man, I'm not hungry anymore. And then he'll be like, I'll pee. And then he'll walk, he'll pee, and it's like,
do you, you go with him to the bathroom?
Yeah, you walk to the bathroom. You don't see anything. And then it's like, ooh, next time on. And then, like, then, but it's, you know, 2 hours.
Sounds like a good show, yeah.
It is. It's really good. It's a really good show. Just watch it. I mean, it's that's a weird review of it. Just go. The show is so damn good. If you liked season one at all, and especially if you're an actor, just take the monologue that the Punisher does in episode four and just do that, and you'll get everything.
You'll get every role.
Even if the role is like lighthearted individual, mm-hmm. and like you're doing like my wife and family.
Yeah.
You'll get
Sir,
it.
This is a commercial for Clean and Clear face cream.
But I was in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they came home and I killed my family. Like, all right, guys, all right. So, yeah, Frank Castle, the guy, I mean, literally perfect casting. I don't think you could do it any better unless you put me in the role and I'd be like, hee, baby.
I want to see that Punisher.
I'm going to punish you, baby.
Oh, careful. You're going to get punished.
Somebody with a bad boy needs a little punishment, baby.
I'm going to punish you. Here's a joke. A bird in a tree.
No, doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
Yeah, so super fantastic casting. Charlie Cox still kills it. Elektra, I did not like at first, but she grew on me.
She came around. She grew on you, huh?
Yeah. Ooh, boy. She had a great arc. It was Anna St. Louis arch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she had a great
arc. The St. Louis arch?
Yeah, she kept showing people pictures of it.
That's such a weird thing to do.
Slight spoiler. It's kind of like on my birthday when I was showing you Robin Ninja Turtle. She was like, hey, guys, look, I went up here. Look at the picture I took from you.
I was going to use the word arc today. Or arch.
Arch.
And say that it would be a really good time for my arch nemesis to attack me because I'm feeling so weak.
Ooh, cool.
Wait, why are you guys winging each other? What's happening?
Have you guys ever,
what's going on in my body.
Have you guys ever been to the St. Louis Arch?
I've not been to that city, no.
It's absolutely... Please don't. You're fine. It's absolutely
Yeah, I'm
atrocious.
Good on St. Louis.
I've been to the Arch, but not the city. Don't ask me how.
Interesting.
The easily one of the creepiest ways to ever get into like a monument I've ever been. Because it's so old... You literally climb into a ball the size of like three people, and when you climb in, we would have to be like literally sitting side by side, as the ball has a chain that goes through it and goes, and is pulling you up like an elevator, but it's like a giant chain that goes up one side, which then you get out of the ball, and the ball goes underneath it. And then the people get in the next ball that then goes down and it comes around.
Sounds insane. And now I want to go.
Yeah, so weird.
And then you
just went up and looked at it.
No, so it's you go up. You go up in it, and there's that right at the top. There's a little sightseeing thing, and it's so windy it just sways back and forth, and you can actually feel it. And I, as a kid, was like, "Get me the fuck out of here!
Get me the fuck out of here!"
So that's my review of Daredevil.
Your mom was like, "Language."
Yeah.
So that's my review of Daredevil.
That's my review of Daredevil. Go see the St. Louis Arch.
It was amazing.
So his review of Batman and Superman was to watch Daredevil, but his review of Daredevil was actually go see the St. Louis Arch.
Get in the ball with the chain.
Guys, yeah. I'm really throwing these things for a loop.
Yep. For an arch.
We never know what you're going to do.
That's so unpredictable. That's true. And you know what? I'm going to review something else real quick. Nuts. I'm going to review these nuts I see in the middle of the table.
Yeah, I got a little bit of trail mix.
Haven't tried them yet.
Too many words.
Here's a meow.
I like that you said four words, but yet somehow managed to hold up all five fingers as if you had said five.
Man, I'm throwing things for a crazy loop. Doubt it, bro.
Doubt it, bro.
Wow, that might be how we have to end the episode. It's just with that. So go check out our website, www.normallynormal.com. You can also check me out. My name is Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. I am my mother's child. I am my father's son, unfortunately. You can check me out on Twitter at Kovalik317 or go to twitch.tv/Kovalik317. You can also go to my website, LeoAlbertKovalikJr.com, or maybe you can go to Pornhub and we can enjoy some of the same things together, like two Asian chicks.
That sounds great.
I don't enjoy that.
Can you send friend requests on Pornhub? Is that your new social media site?
Instead of, guys, I got off Facebook. You can now friend me on Pornhub. we can chat about things we like.
Is it Pornhub who has released a virtual reality component of their website?
I believe so. I'm pretty sure I just heard that. Some of the Google Cardboard stuff, yeah.
So, yeah, once you get your PlayStation VR, just head on over to Pornhub.com.
Well, head on over to Pornhub.com. And his friend Leo, find Brian watching VR porn in our apartment.
Nope, I've given up porn.
Since when?
April 1st.
Monday.
Since this past Monday?
Yeah. Haven't watched it in 3 days. I mean, not that that's a big feat, but I also haven't been on Facebook in 3 days.
How are you holding up?
All right.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, I made a whole list of shit to do and not do. So,
if you're giving up porn, is it? Can I send you some personal stuff?
Just some private pictures of us.
Yes, you can. Okay. Real life stuff is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Josh, who are you?
Who am I? I'm Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/primordialbooze, and I'll be on Pornhub soon as J-Dog, bring on the dog, doggy dog.
Nice.
So some of the dogs are spelled D-O-G, some are spelled D-A-W-G.
Right.
It's kind of random, so.
you really throw them for a loop because like, it's so different than yours. Whenever I sign up for a paid porn site, which is probably like every 6 months just to get some good material.
Right.
Like good high def material.
Sure, sure.
I'll sign up as something I think is like, man, no one will know.
Right.
It's Funny Man 317. So if you guys get friended by Funny Man 317, it's not me.
I want to start like making usernames like on like ridiculous sites like that, but my username just to be Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
And then all you do is just like favorite, just like scat porn. And it's just like
just the worst.
So
I don't know what scat porn is.
Two girls, one cup.
Oh, God.
Now you know. Now you know.
I'll never watch it. Hey, I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy.
You've seen me on all the bad sites.
I'm your last host for the evening, unless Josh has a few more to pull out from wherever else.
They're all dead now.
Oh, they're dead now. Great. I am my brother's brother. I am my second cousin. I can be reached on the Twitters at _BPCK and on my website, imbck.com. Don't go to Facebook. I haven't been there for 3 whole days, so not a lot going on.
Nice.
Don't go to Pornhub. Haven't been there for 3 days.
Which will you return to first?
Facebook.
Before porn?
Probably.
Disagree.
I know. It's going to be hard. I love porn.
Yeah. And then you're going to come back to Facebook, but treat it like porn.
Right. Just roll through my wall, jacking off.
Pictures of cats.
Oh, she liked that. I like it too.
I guess that's it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm again Cheese McStankdick. One of your hosts.
I'm J Dog. Bring on the dog, doggy dog.
I'm Jan. All
right, guys. Well, for podcast episode 25. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.